This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, Christmas is just a few days away, and all this week on Cross Hope, we're sharing what we're calling our favorite Christmas stories. These are stories that will speak to you in a powerful way. A story carries its own weight. You've heard me say that recently, meaning that a story that has a message or a point to make carries its own weight. If you get the point and you get the message of the story, it's done its job. This is a story about Christmas and the game of chess. I know that sounds mysterious, but I want you to listen to this story by an associate minister from the Atlanta area by the name of Kevin Queen, as he tells a lesson he learned about the Lord through the game of chess. God bless you. Merry Christmas this season of 2016. Kevin Queen is an associate minister of a church in Atlanta. Great speaker. He's in his 40s. He said he was sensitive to this fact. I don't know if any of you have a sensitivity about this. I'd never thought about this bothering people, but he said he grew up never learning how to play the game of chess. He said, I was a checker player. That's all I could do. And he always felt inferior to other people because he couldn't play chess. He said he picked up his 7-year-old son from school one day and said, son, do you play chess? Oh, yeah, Dad, I play all the time with my friends. Yeah. And he was embarrassed that his 7-year-old son could play a game. He said, I never understood, never played in my life. As the Lord would have it, a man came in for counseling who he found out through the course of getting his background that he was a ranked chess player, whatever that means. He competed, you know, nationally in chess tournaments, you know, considerably good player. And so Kevin said to this man, would you teach me how to play chess? And he said, sure. He said, we'll start meeting once a week for a while. And so for a number of weeks, they met to have a lesson to teach Kevin how to play chess. And Kevin said something interesting. I was really fascinated by this. The instructor, this guy who's an expert on chess, would begin every lesson by holding up the king. And he would say, Kevin, this is the king. You lose this, the game's over. This is the king. You lose the king and it's all over. I think you know where I'm going with that illustration. You have an opportunity to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. You don't have him, you lose. Jesus would put it this way, what should it profit a man if he gains the whole world but he loses his own soul? I know people like you know people who sell out for a lot less than the whole world. They don't need the whole world to sell their soul. They'd sell out for a new car. And then you know it. They'd sell out for a new house. They would sell out for this or that. And people would sell out for a lot less than the whole world. And it was as if Jesus was talking about an imaginary scale. And Jesus was saying rhetorically, what would you put on one side of the scale that would balance and equal the value of your soul? And you know what the answer is? Nothing. Absolutely nothing equals the value of your soul.
Well, if that statement of Jesus is true, that nothing equals the value of your soul, why is it that so many people, including believers, are willing to sell out for a lot less than the whole world? And you know that's true, and so do I. You've seen that manifested in the lives of family members. You've seen that manifested in the lives of co-workers, friends at school, people who are willing to sell their soul, so to speak, for a lot less than the whole world. And the question of Jesus still resonates. What should it profit a man or a woman to gain the whole world and lose their soul? Remember that this Christmas. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.